BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Harry, are you okay? If you're in there, will you let me in, please?
Oh, Eve!
I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
I didn't realize. No, it's all right. I'm fine. Sorry. Is Harry here?
No, he isn't.
Oh, I was worried about him. I haven't heard from him in a few days, and I wanted to check he was okay. Is he okay?
Actually, no. He. Not really, but he. He will be. I hope.
Oh, no. What's happened?
No, nothing. Well, actually, not nothing. Harry's got a place in a treatment centre. I took him there earlier today.
Yeah, he told me he was going. I didn't realise it was today.
Yes, I thought I'd come back here to tidy up, get the place looking nice for when he comes home, but I haven't managed to do very much. I'm sorry, Alice. I thought I was coping quite well, but as it turns out, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise. It's all right. Oh.
Hi, Ed. Is Emma back yet?
Oh, you've just missed her. She was in and out. She's off doing some kind of training with Chris. I think it's circuits tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, she did mention it. Good for her. She's really committed to this training, isn't she? Makes me tired just thinking about it.
Fallon, I know. She's going to be like a gladiator at this rate.
It's like this tree surgery thing has given her a whole new lease of life. I think it's brilliant. And so does Winifred, which is why I'm here.
Who?
Winifred, one of our regulars in the tea room. As I was closing up, she dropped off this for Emma.
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's a bonsai tree.
Yeah. She said she knows it's bigger trees that you'll be working with, but the gift of a bonsai tree brings positive energy and prosperity, apparently. So she bought Emma one as a good luck gift. Isn't that nice of her?
So the whole tea room knows.
Why, it's not a secret, is it?
No, but we don't want the whole world knowing before we've even started.
Oh, Winifred just overheard us chatting last week. She was really interested. Then, as I was closing up today, she appears with a tree.
Right, well, yeah, I suppose we should take all the luck we can get.
Exactly. I mean, not that you'll need it, you'll be great. You excited about starting your training?
Yes.
You might want to tell your face that.
No, I am. It's just...
Ed, is everything all right?
Harry said that you'd been to a similar place.
Yeah. It saved my life. Honestly, Eve, I really think that.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
I didn't want to go. My dad took me. He dragged me, kicking and screaming in the end. I told him I hated him. I think they were my last words to him as he walked away. And I meant it. You can only imagine what state he must have been in afterwards.
You were unwell.
Yeah, well, I know. Still. How was Harry when you left him?
Okay. I mean, not okay, but he didn't try to resist. He seemed resolved. It reminded me of when he was in lower school and they took them on a residential to one of those outdoor adventure places. The look on his face when I dropped him at the coach with his little rucksack on his back. Terrified, but determined. He really wants to do this. Alice, and I dare to believe for a second, looking at him, that he really might, that maybe it'll work and he'll get better.
He's in the best possible place.
Well, he'd never have agreed to go if it weren't for you. And I know it must have been difficult for you, helping Harry, going back there to that time.
Well, it's worth it, if it helps.
Thank you, Alice. I will never, ever forget what you've done for our family.
And it's not just how dangerous it is. It's the whole thing. I mean, to do this training, we've got to be away for 4 weeks. 4 weeks! So we've got to put our whole lives on hold. We've got to leave Kira with my mum and dad as if they haven't got enough to do.
Well, Kira won't give him any trouble.
What if she needs us? If something happens at school?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Like anything.
Well, then your mum and dad will be there and you'll be on the end of the phone.
My mum and dad are going to be struggling as it is without us to help around here.
But there's Will, too, isn't there? And George. They're not far away.
The closer it gets, the more I keep thinking, what if we're making a huge mistake?
Ed.
No, listen. This is a whole new world for us. We don't know nothing about tree surgery. Not really. We got no contacts, we've got no customers, nothing. And this is like a proper business. It's not like now, just doing contract work. We're starting again from scratch. We've put everything we've got on the line to do it.
I know that.
So what if it goes wrong? What if the whole thing crashes and burns, eh?
You know what? You're right.
What?
Well, you're right. I mean, in a way, anything can go wrong, not just in tree surgery, but in life. Things don't always go to plan. Risks don't always pay off. But you and Em, you aren't going into this lightly on a wing and a prayer, are you?
Well... No.
No, you're well prepared. You've spent months thinking and talking, researching, planning. Heaven knows, Emma's gone on about it that much. I think I'd stand a fair chance of setting up a tree surgery business myself.
Yeah, but still...
I know. There's still a chance things could go wrong, but it's more likely that they'll go right. Honestly, Ed, I think what you're doing is great. And I really think you and Emma will make a success of it.
Yeah.
You're bound to be scared. It's a big change. And I think that maybe that's what you're scared of the most.
Hi, Auntie Lillian. Oh, how's she been?
Oh, let me turn this off. She has been a dream, as usual. She had seconds of dinner, in and out the bath, no problem, and then she got her pyjamas on and made me sit on the sofa while she performed We Don't Talk About Bruno for me twice through. Very impressive, although I didn't manage to glean who Bruno is and why we don't talk about it.
He's an estranged uncle who can see the future. It's from a film.
Oh, well, I'll ask no more. So how was your Pilates? Are you all stretched out?
Oh, yeah, it was good, thanks. Shattered now, though, looking forward to a shower and bed.
You do look tired.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
But of course you look tired, because you are. But listen, darling, I wanted to say, spending time with Marvellous Martha this evening, it's clear what a great job you're doing.
Thanks.
You've got so much on with work and Martha, juggling everything. I know things have been difficult recently, and I'm sorry if I haven't helped in that regard. I could kick myself for jumping to conclusions.
You don't need to keep apologising. It's fine. You were looking out for me.
Yeah, I was, but still doesn't excuse.
Honestly, it's forgotten. Really.
Good. I know you miss your mum.
Yeah.
Darling, so do I.
I know.
We get up every morning and we carry on, don't we? As your mum would want us to.
Yeah.
You know, darling, if you'd like, I could stay around. If you don't feel like being alone, I mean, Justin's at a networking thing this evening, so it's really no bother. Be nice. You could order in some food, see if you can find a good drama to watch. You've got enough channels on this thing, there must be something on one of them.
Wow, it does sound nice, but I'm really tired, Auntie Lillian. I think I'd sooner just go to bed another time.
Yeah, all right, darling. Well, I tell you what, why don't you go upstairs and get yourself sorted and I'll make you something to eat before I go.
No, oh, no, you don't have to do that.
No, I want to. Please, Alice, let me look after you. I know you can manage perfectly well on your own, but you don't have to. Go on, humour me.
Thanks, Fallon.
No time.
No, I mean it. I'm glad that Winfred bought Emma a bonsai tree. Really helped to talk about it. Hey, maybe bonsai trees are lucky.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you just needed to say it out loud, you know? Name your fear kind of a thing.
Yeah, maybe.
What you two are doing is really brave and exciting. It'd be weird if you weren't feeling a bit nervous about it all.
Yeah, I know.
I do think you should talk to Emma. It's okay to be apprehensive. She'll understand. She might even be feeling the same way herself.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Again. I will.
Oh, good. Night then.
Night.
Auntie Lillian?
In the kitchen, darling.
Oh, wow. You didn't have to do all this.
What? Open a tin of soup and pop some cheese on toast onto the grill? It's hardly MasterChef, darling.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, sometimes I think tomato soup and cheese on toast is better than any fancy dinner. Now, promise me you'll eat it all. Got to keep your strength up, everything you've got going on.
I know. I will.
Things will quieten down sooner or later, Alice. I know it's been a roller coaster couple of months, but it won't always be like this. You really are in the eye of the storm at the moment. Single parent to a 3-year-old, busy job. Not to mention all this nonsense you've had with Harry. Anyway, give me a hug, darling.
Oh.
Now then, you sit and eat. I'll skedaddle. I'll see you in the morning, darling.
Yeah, thanks, Auntie Lillian.
Any time. Bye.
Bye. Right. Where is it?